Okay, today is Daf Mem Vav. We're on the bottom of Mem Hey Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Tani Chada. We learned in one brisa, we learned in one place, that Ha'ona Amen Acha Birchosav Hareza Meshubach. In one place we learned that if you say an Amen after your own bracha, that's Meshubach, that's fantastic. V'tanya Idach Hareza Meguna. And we learned in another place that's terrible. That's awful, horrible, Meguna, horrible. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, bebone Yerushalayim. One is by bone Yerushalayim. You say bone Yerushalayim, amen, that's fantastic. Ha, b'shar brachos. By other brachos, that's no good. Okay? Says Rashi. Ha, bebone Yerushalayim. Shehit, listen to this Rashi. Shehit sof habrachos. At the end of all brachos, harezeh meshubach. That's good. V'chein also, b'sof brachos de kriyashma, shachris, v'arvis. It's good to say amen after the brachos of kriyashma, morning and night. V'achar kol brachosav, after every bracha. Digdani v'braisa, harezeh meshubach. That's good. Achar gemar kol brachosav ka'amar. In other words, when is it good? Whenever you finish a set. Whenever you finish a set of brachos, say amen. V'achar kol brachosav dikhani reze maguna, when is it no good? V'sof kol brachu bracha ka'amar. After each and every bracha. Then it's no good. Right? We do that? Don't do that. Says Tosfos, Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, V'achi Garthinon, D'yesh Mefarshim, B'chol bracha u'bracha. After each and every bracha. It doesn't mean it's each and every bracha. It means after a series. Kigon, for example, Acha Yishtabach. You finish Yishtabach, you finish Pesuk Zimra, you do say Amen after your own bracha. Ukiyotzebo. And similar types of situations. After Brachas HaShachar, after Brachas HaErev. Umihu, Pukhazi my Amid Devar. Go look what people do. Lo Nagu L'Anos Amen Ela Acha Boni Yishlan Brachas HaMazon. We only say Amen after Bonei Yerushalayim and Brechas HaMazon. Does anybody know any other time where you say Amen after your own bracha? I don't think so. I think it's just after that. It's the only time. Even though Rashi and Tosfos both acknowledge there are other times you do it, we don't do it.
The bench?
Yeah, besides benching.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Why?
What? It's the end of it's to differentiate in the rest of the Rabbanan. But look at the next line. Abaya Amar lay. Abaya Ani lay Bekala. Abaya would say it very loud. Kihechi delishmu paalim, so that the paalim could hear it. Velikmu, and they'll get back to work. Why? That tova meitiv lav daraisa. Hatova meitiv, which is the bracha that's going to go next, is not daraisa. Ravashi onile b'lechisha. Ravashi would read it quietly. Kihechid lo zulzulu batova meitiv. So that atova meitiv should not become belittled. You hear that? He would say amen quietly. You make a big production on the, when you say the amen. You make a big production when you say the amen. It sounds like as if you're belittling what comes afterwards. Amen. Okay, I'm done. Now I'm going to say atova meitiv. That's what it sounds like. Says Tosfos, the last Tosfos. V'chein pasak bahag, v'od l'didon dilma, v'od l'didon l'leka polim, afilo abaya moda. But if there are no polim, even abaya is moda. So Tosa says two things here. He says, really, oh, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. The amen you should say quietly, so that you should not, give the impression that it's a bezayin. So the Shulchan Aruch does paskin that way. There are must-says, but first of all, there's no problem today. The whole thing doesn't apply. So just daven regular. Whatever you do, regular. Don't go out of the way to make it highlight. Don't go out of the way to make it lower. Whatever you do, the regular thing, keep on daven that way. Keep on benching that way. That's all. Same. You don't have to go make it extra quiet. You don't have to make it extra loud. Just keep on davening. Right? Because all the reasons over here don't really apply. Also, the Ramah says, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's hard to say that it's mezalzel. We do this every day. It's part of the Nusach now, it became part of the Nusach. Any machlokas about whether it's the rise or the, but it's all settled. Now we're going to, this whole daf, different inyanim about, no, I'm not going to have, I'm fasting, thank you. This is going to be all about all about inyanim of the Suda. Says the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Halacha Aleph of Brachas Suda of Hilchos Brachos. He says a great line. He says Minhagos Rabos Nahagu Chachmei Yisrael B'Suda. A lot of Minhagim in the Suda. The Kulan Derech Eretz. They're all Derech Eretz. And these are actually rules. Halachas. Where they come from. It's all Derech Eretz. Reb Zera Chalash. Reb Zera got sick. Ole Gabe Reb Yavo. Reb Yavo got better. Kibil Ale. Listen to this story. Kibil Ale. So he promised himself. Imifateach Ketina Charich Shaki. If Ketina, the short one. Well, how do they treat the Charich Shaki?
The small man.
If the small man will get better, who's the small man? Reb Zera is a small man. If the small man will get better, Avidna Yomatava L'Rabbanan. I'm going to make a big party for all the Rabbanan. Right? So why?
Singed thighs.
So where do you get? Why do you call him that? Because there's a story with Reb Zera that Reb Zera used to, he used to fast 100 fasts. So that the Gehenim, the fires of Gehenim, should not bother him. Every 30 days, he would check himself out by going into a fire. Okay? This is how great Reb Zera was. Every 30 days, he would go into a fire. And after the fire would be nice and hot, he would stay there. So what happened? He never got burnt. It was like an ace. This is one time. The Chachamim looked at him a little like, you know, it's a little over the top, and his thighs got singed. And after that, the nickname stuck, right? They called him Katin Charik Shaki, small guy with the singed thighs, right? So the question is, why on earth is Rabbi Avo saying, if it goes in that nickname, if the guy with the singed thighs gets better, why is he calling him that? The answer is, The Pesach Inayim says, because when somebody's sick, you talk about all the zechusim. This is a big zechus. An incredibly holy person, Reb Zera. Look what he did to himself to get onto a certain level. So, bedafka, when you're sick, you mention that. That should be a that zechus. You should become a refuah shleima. Anyway, sure enough, if
Dachi... Don't do this at home.
If Dachi got better, avad seudasa l'kula rabbanon. He made a big suda for all the rabbanon. He made a big suda. So kimata lemishrei, when it came time to wash, amalei l'Rav Zera, lishlan lon mar, you lead the washing. So Rav Zera told him back, lo savol amar l'hadar Rav Yochan dar bala bayis botzea. What do you mean? You lead the washing, right? So sharu lahu, he Ravo led the washing. Kimata levruche, when it came time to make the bracha, amalei nivrach lon mar. So Ravo told Rav Zera, you lead benching. So Amar Lohle, Lo Savol Amar Lohadur Avuna, the Min Bavel, Amar Botea Mavarech. Don't you hold like him that the one who leads the benching, leads the washing, also leads the benching? The one who cut the bread leads the benching? V'ihu, no. And Rabbi Avos, no. Kiman Svirole, Ked Amar V'yochron Mishar Mishar Ben Yechai. Balabayis Botea, V'orech Mavarech. No, the Balabayis leads the, washing, right? Balabayis does the washing. And the Oreach, the guest, Reb Zera, the guest of honor, you lead the benching. So wait a minute. So if he held that, then why did he offer Reb Zera to wash it to begin with? Asked the Rashba.
Yeah, right.
Why did he offer it? Oh, so exactly the answer is he thought that Reb Zera was the guest of honor. He's like the Balabais also. Right? So Reb Zera told him, I'm not in the status of the Balabais. Anyway, Balabais, Botzea, Kadesha Yivse, Ba'ayinafa. The Balabais has to be Botzea. Why? Because you give somebody a normal slice of bread. If the guest is given the opportunity to be the one giving out the bread, he has no idea how much bread's still in the kitchen. He has no idea. So give everybody a tiny little piece. I don't want a challah. It's embarrassing for the hostess. Right? So I'll give everyone a small piece of challah. He has no idea. The guest. Therefore, don't do that. Let the host do the challah. Let the host be the one. Again, it's all derech eretz, as the Rambam said. Let the host be the one. Now, the oreach mevarech, and the oreach can give a bracha kedei sheyevarech balabayis, so he can bless the balabayis, right? My mevarech, what bracha does he say? Yi ratzon shelo yavosh balabayis balamazeh v'lo yikolim v'lamaba. Rabbi Yosef Moshe Padvarim v'yitzlach ma'od. V'yitzlach ma'od b'chol nechasev, v'yun nechasev, v'nechsinu, mutzlachim, v'krovim, l'ir, v'el yishlo tzotin l'mait, v'el yitzakir, shouldn't be visited, lo l'fanav, lo l'fanenu, shum dover, hir hercheid, v'averu, v'avu me'atav, yad olam. Good? Okay, two things. First of all, Abu Rav says from here, you see from the fact that they're sticking in this bracha over here, this yihi ratzon, that you're allowed to add in the harachamon section of benching. It's all tefillah anyway. There's no like formal. Some people don't even say that after the achasreinu. They don't even say the rest of benching. It's all just stam tefillahs. You can stick in any harachamon you want, which is why the harachamon for the rebbe, the harachamon for the army, for the Israeli, the harachamon I've seen that for the medina. They stick in all these different harachamon. It's all based on this yihi ratzon. It's okay, right? It's okay. I haven't seen any besides those two. They're sticking for the rebbe and for the army. And for the Medina.
Never saw neither.
Go to a Chabad wedding, you'll see that. And go to a certain kind of a mitzvah. What? A Chabad wedding. They have the bencher has a harachon for the Rebbe. And if you go to a certain types of people that are certain types of Zionists, you'll see those have those benchers. The guys in the shul gave them out. There's a harachon for the army and for the Medina. It's very nice. There's nothing wrong with it. The Beferish or Rishon, the Abu Ram says, it's okay. You stick in whatever you want. Now, you can stick in what? About the Yankees? That's probably not appropriate. But you want to stick in about things that are holy? I guess it's okay. Right? Okay. The next thing he says here, why do you, it's a funny lesson. You're blessing the Baal HaBayis and you say to him, he shouldn't be visited with any hir her chait. Fear chait. Not even hir her chait. Why? Two reasons. First of all, we know that hir her chait is worse than chait. Right? You know that? Gemara says that. I didn't make that up. Hir her chait is worse than chait. Why is that? That's an hour shear in itself. And number two, because just practically, because if you have hir hercheid, you can nip it in the bud. Once you do the action, it's already too late. So if you try to nip, you know, I want my Baal HaBayis. You shouldn't even have any hir hercheid. You shouldn't even get the beginnings of cheid, right? Ad hechad birchas hamazon, till when? Okay, this is a machlokes what this line means. Ad hechad birchas hamazon. Rav Nachman Amar ad nevarich. Rav Sheshes Amar ad azon. Big machlokes here. Rashi tells us what this line means. Rashi says it means as follows. Ad heichen birchas hamazon. Says Rashi, srichon lihios shlosha, that you need three, ukishahein shtayim, and when you have two, lo yom ruhu, you don't say it. That means is, according to Rashi, ad heichen birchas hazon. Birchas hazon is the first bracha of benching. When do you say the first bracha of benching? Says Rashi, that says the Gemara, it's a machlokas. Ad heichad berchas hazimon. Amr of Nachman ad nevarech. Rav Sheshes Amr ad hazon. Says Rashi, if you don't have a mezumen, it's a machlokas. Some say you don't say a zimun, and some say you don't say the first bracha. Tosafos says, what on earth is Rashi talking about? You don't say the first bracha. The first bracha is doraisa. How could Rashi think that? Right? How could Rashi think that? What they're really arguing about is, as we said before, we learned yesterday, like there's a big gap, and now Gemara returns, when two people want to bench, and one person doesn't, so he has to wait for them while they bench. So when can he resume eating? So it's a machlokes. Some say after the Zimun, and some say no, you have to wait till the first bruch is over. Then when the first bruch is over, you can eat again. What Rashi said is impossible. Such a difficult thing, Rashi says. When there's no mezumen, you don't say the first bracha? Right? Very, very difficult pshat. So the it's over here, the Pnei Yeshua tries to help Rashi out, and he says what Rashi means is of course the text of Hazan is not the Oraisa. We're going to see that on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The text of Hazan was made up of Moshe, not the Oraisa. The ideas are the Oraisa. There are three the Oraisa ideas in benching. Food, Yerushalayim, and what's the third one? Eretz Yisrael. Three ideas. Food, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael. There are other things that are mentioned. Bris Milah is there. Those are the main three ideas. So what Rashi meant was, for some reason, I don't know why, you skip Birchas Hazimun, you skip Hazan, you skip the first bracha, and you incorporate the ideas in the next ones. In Odalacha. And in Rachim, and Alakul, but you incorporate the ideas. Not that you don't say it. You have to say it. The ideas, you must be said. If you don't have a formal bracha, why it's such a difficult Rashi? Anyway, that's what he holds. Now, we just said that I really think Tosis is an easier pshat. It doesn't matter what you hold. Tosis says, no, the question is, how long do you have to wait before you can continue eating? When you're the one and the two others are benching. Right, so you answered Mizumin. Now, how long do you have to be silent? For the Zeman part, or even for the first bracha? That's what Tosis learns the story. Name a kitanoi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoi. It's all machlokas already about this. Tani chada, berchas amazon. One brisa says, berchas amazon is shnayim u'shlosha, 2 and 3. Right, 2 and 3. Tani idach, shloshim v'arba. And another brisa says it's 3 and 4. 3 and 4. So savruha, everybody wants to say like this. Tekula yama tova meitiv lav d'oraisa. Everybody holds, hatova meitiv is not the oraisa. Hatova meitiv is not the oraisa. So what do we have? We have three brachos. We have three brachos. Right? What if there's a zimun? Then we have four. Right? Zimun, and then the three. What if... Here we go. My laba kemiflegi. Donald says 2 and 3, kosavar, ad hazan. He says that hazan is part of the zimun. Therefore, if you have one person benching, you only say two brachas. Right?
Is zimun a bracha? Zimun is not a bracha.
They're calling it a bracha. If you have a zimun, they say two brachas. They say
which
three.
Is the zimun?
Huh?
Which bracha is the zimun?
It's not really a zimun. It's not a bracha by itself. But it includes hazan, according to Rashi. It includes hazan.
That
includes, keep going, and it goes into hazan.
So, the question
so if you don't have a
mezumin, that's a bracha, or that's one big bracha?
Correct. So if you don't have a mezumin, you only say two brachas. Why? Because you start benching at nodalucha. You skip the whole first bracha. You start benching at nodalucha.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Why Rashi said that, I don't know, but he did say it. How does Tosafos learn this Gemara, right? Not easy for him either. It's impossible also. Either way, it's impossible. How does Tosafos learn this Gemara? Tosafos said, no, the question is, when do you wait? You have to wait.
Isn't Zimun the Barbier Rabba?
What? No, Barbier Rabba, after benching. After benching, have a Hagafen.
I can't remember what the Fimulation Rabba looks
like.
Because,
but it's not.
Let's say you have a benching by yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have a Muslim.
Yeah.
There's no rubber side, Nivarek, none of that.
Okay.
There's also no first bracha. According to Rashi. We said you stick in the Daraisa portion, the ideas, in no Dalakha. But there's no first bracha. So how many brachas that you have? No Dalakha. And the next one, Boni Yerushalayim. That's it. Okay, if you have Mizuman, then you have three. Okay? If you hold that the bracha is, the Mizuman part is a separate bracha, so that if you don't have a Mizuman, how many brachas do you say? Three. And what if you do have a mezumin? Then you say four. What's the fourth one? The zimun.
When you say no dalakha, you're talking about the alakol, or you're talking about
yes.
No dalakha goes into alakol.
Oh, that's one big
that's one. Rachim is number two. Right? If you have a mezumin, if you hold that no, that the only zimun part is, that the zimun part's a separate thing, and the first bracha is a separate thing, then if you don't have a mezumin, you say three. If you do have a mezumin, you say four. How's Tosis going to say this Gemara now? How's Tosis going to learn this Gemara? That's a good question. I didn't think about that. Yeah, it's a good question. You know what he's asking? If you hold like Rashi, even though Rashi initially doesn't make any sense, once you get past that point, the flow now makes much more sense according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, right? Manda Omar. Kasavar ad Navarech. Right? He holds until Navarech. Therefore, if you have a mezumin, you say three. If you have a mezumin, you have four. If you don't have a mezumin, you're back to regular three. So Gemara says, lo, no. Rav Nachum atayr to time A, Rav Sheshet atayr to time A. They're going to each explain this brisa differently. Rav Nachum atayr to time A, Tekuli Alma ad Navarech. Really, everybody agrees that these two Tanoim here agree that you stop at Navarech. Manda Amar Sholosh v'Arba Shapir. So if you hold 3 and 4, that makes sense. Why? Because the first bracha is a daraisa. You say it no matter what. No matter what you say, the first bracha. What only thing is, what if there's a mezumin? All right, if there's a mezumin, you get a fourth. And if there's no mezumin, you don't get a fourth. What about 2 and 3? Now, how would you explain that? Amalach. We're talking about workers. Remember? Dabar Mar, we said before, on Daf Tezayin, if anybody remembers that, on Daf Tezayin we said, Poseach b'hazan. You start off with hazan. The kolel benodeh Yerushalayim b'berchas ha'aretz. I'm sorry. The kolel b'borni Yerushalayim b'berchas ha'aretz. You combine brachas 2 and 3. So, if workers are alone, they're only going to say two brachas. Right? Maybe even if they have a mezumah, they're only going to say two brachas. And if you're not talking about a worker, then there are three brachas. That's how he explains it. Understand that? That's the raya. That's the raya, by the way, earlier. They're trying to resurrect Rashi. Trying to make Rashi make sense. We have a precedent for this. The workers do it. It's a daraisa. The answer is, you don't have to say the actual text, as long as you say the ideas. So you can combine all the ideas into one, two brachas. So too, you do that whenever you don't have a mezumin. You hear? Rav Sheish of Tarz Tamei. The Kuliyam Arazan. Really, everybody holds that you have to stop Arazan. That if you don't, that the mezumin goes to Arazan. So if you don't have a mezumin, you don't say the first bracha. Manda Amar Shtayim V'Shalosh Shaper. So 2 and 3 make sense. If you're alone, there's two. If you have a mezumin, you have three. Manda Amar Shalosh V'Arba. How can you ever have 3 and 4? The answer is Kosavar Hatov. He holds a Tova Meitav is a Da'oraisa. So therefore what? So Tova Meitav is a Da'oraisa. So you only say it if you have a mezumin? That also doesn't make any sense. Right? So the answer is this. So if you have a mezumin, then you're going to have, and what? You're going to have four. What's the fourth? Zimun. And if you don't have a mezumin, you're going to have three. What are the three? The first two brachos. Brachas 2, 3, and Tova Meitiv. What if you're alone? And you don't say Tova Meitiv?
Why not? Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Why don't you say
then how do you ever get two brachas?
You don't say this. It's 3 and 4 according to this.
What do you mean? Manda Amar Shtayim V'Shalosh. Manda Amar Shtayim V'Shalosh Shaper. How does that make any sense? If a Tova Meitiv is Doraisa.
No, it's not according to that. It's only according to Shlosh V'Arba.
Which one is the Tova Meitiv?
Yeah.
The bracha after Bona Yerushalayim.
Shlosh V'Arba is only
that sheet that holds the Daraisa.
2 and 3.
That sheet that holds the Daraisa. Okay. Amar of Yosef, Teda the Tov Meitav Daraisa. I'll prove to you that Daraisa. Why? Shari Polim Okrimosa. The Polim don't say it. The Polim don't say it. Amar of Yosef, by the way, that was very hard Gemara. Gemara was very hard. Rabbi Reisman, I think, has a shear where he talks about the differences between Rashi and Tosfos, and he picks one example in each Seder. I believe this is the example he picks, how Rashi is on the daf much more simple, even though it's much harder, but it's quite much on the page. Tosfos to come with a whole nother pshat, which with the flow of the Gemara makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? The concept's much better, but it doesn't go with the flow. Right? It doesn't go with the flow. Rashi, scratching head, what? You don't say the first bracha? Who ever heard of that? But now once you get past that hurdle, the flow is much better, right? Amar of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta Mishmei Derav Teda da Tobit Lav Daraisa. I'll prove to you it's not Daraisa. Listen to this proof. I'll prove to you it's not Daraisa. Why not? Share Poseach ba Baruch, because it starts off with a bracha. The Ein Poschosim ba Baruch, and it doesn't end with a and it ends with a bracha. So therefore, it doesn't end with a bracha. It ends with the words Ayah Chasmei. There's no bracha. Right? There's no bracha.
When we say something is not the right, so we're talking about the concept, or we're talking about the bracha?
I mean, the concept. The text is for sure not the right. So no one holds that.
Only concept.
The concept. We're going to see where it comes from, Tova Meitiv. It's really also secondary Rosh Hashanah's daf. It comes from the Haruge Beitar. We'll get to it later.
So how could you say that something is not the right, so based on the text, when the text itself is not the right?
No, but it's the concept. You have to say it?
What the concept means, bracha beginning, bracha end, or the concept means the content of the bracha?
The concept of the bracha. So why is starting with the bracha making it?
Right.
No, you see right now. Because kol habracha, kitatanya. Kol ha-brachas kulon, poseach behen b'baruch, every bracha starts with a baruch, v'chosein behen b'baruch, and it ends with a baruch. Now that's like, everything's like this, except for the thousand exceptions, right? Everything's like this, it starts with a bracha, and it ends with a bracha, chutz except, brachas ha-peros, doesn't end with a bracha, brachas ha-mitzvos, doesn't end with a bracha. Bracha ha-smucha l'chavrata, a bracha ha-smucha l'chavrata is a de'oraisa, it doesn't end with a bracha. Right? It doesn't start with a bracha. For example, the entire Shmona Esrei. Every bracha of Shmona Esrei doesn't start with a bracha, except for the first one. Right? Right. Hashiva Shoftenu. They all don't start with a bracha. Why don't they start with a bracha? Because they all end with a bracha. So once they all end with a bracha, they don't have to start with a bracha. That continues the Da'araisa. Keep on going like that. So why on earth, by benching, but after you say Bonei Bracha Moshayim Amen, do you start off with a bracha? Why on earth do you do that? Obviously, it's not Daraisa. So counterintuitive. You would think the opposite. Starting off with a bracha. That proves it's not Daraisa. Because if it was Daraisa, just keep on going. No Delecha doesn't start with a bracha. Why not? Because it's Daraisa. Rachin doesn't start with a bracha because it's Daraisa. Just keep on going. Like Shimon Esrei. Keeps on going. Why are you starting with a bracha? Starting with a bracha because it's not Daraisa. You hear that? That proves it's not Daraisa. That's so counterintuitive. But if you think about it, it makes sense. Chutz except Achronos of Kriyashma, the brachas of Achronos of Kriyashma also don't start with a bracha. Yes, you have a good yard. Let's see if it's Limitova. V'yesh mehen, there are those Sheposeach behem b'baruch, they start with a bracha, v'ein chosin b'baruch, because they don't end with a bracha. V'yesh, there are those Sheim chosmin behem b'baruch, they start with a bracha, the ain poseach bebaruch. I'm sorry, they end with a bracha, but they don't start with a bracha. Vatova metiv poseach bebaruch bebaruch. It starts with a bracha. The ain chosin bebaruch, and it doesn't end with a bracha. Michlal, the bracha of the atmi. Obviously, it's on bracha. And what kind of bracha is it? It's not doraisa, right? If it were doraisa, it would be a bracha smucha lechavrata. You hear that? Let's look at Tosfos. V'im tomar, top Tosfos. Vamai posechas bebaruch. Why does it start off with a bracha? V'lal smucha lechavrata he. He's explaining the Gemara's question. It's next to the brachas before. V'yesh lomar the tik the nesak nefnei atzma b'shvil haruge beitar, because it was only mitzakin for the haruge beitar. V'yim tomar amai eino chosemes bebaruch. So why doesn't it end with a bracha? It could also end with a bracha. V'yesh lomar the answer is mishum de ketzara he. It's a short bracha. It's a very short bracha. It's not so short. Rak shetiknu la'acharkach, after they made the bracha, they stuck in shalosh malchios v'shalosh gemulos, right? Hugamlenu. It's a long bracha. V'shalosh hatovos and three tovos. That's all later additions.
Well, let's look at it in the last line of the page. He wrote here yesh me'en sheposeach b'im b'baruch v'ein chos baruch. That's the one we're talking about here.
Yeah.
That's what it says there. So
what's the
problem then?
That's
our bracha. That's
the one they're talking about. He doesn't mean that. He means brachas and mitzvos. That's what he means. That's what that line means. It's a good question. Now Tosfos is going to say the next thing, which Tosfos is going to say now. Of course, article didn't change it. Next, Tosfos says, V'neemon ata shel brachas haftorah. What about Neemon in brachas haftorah? Which, by the way, article makes it into one bracha. The article sitter makes it into one bracha. If you look at old Siddurim, it's broken up. What's the problem here? Because we say, after the haftorah, brachat ha-shan, kenem ha-chalam, tzur ka-olim, tzik ha-olderos, ha-kel ha-ne'mon, ha-emer, va-osim, dabar, ma-kayim, sh-kol, devorov, ne'men, emez, va-tzedek. Stop. In the old Siddurim, there's a break. There's a new paragraph. V'ne'mon ata. You started with a bracha, you didn't end with a bracha, now you started without a bracha again. Right? So, v'ne'mon ata shal brachat ha-haftorah, human ha-bracha hel-yona. Really, it belongs to the previous bracha. L'kach hu kasav gadol. That, you know, why is it written big like that, like its own new paragraph? Because Shabi Mayhem, Harishonim, Hariragil, Lamud, Kola Kahal, everybody would say it, Velomer, Bekol Ram, Venamanata, Kisha Yahatinok, Magiasham, I guess there used to be a minhag that everybody would start saying it there. It was like a collective type of thing. the child could get Haftorah, maybe no one heard him, everybody would say it. Don't think for a minute that it's a separate thing, that Benemon, which is why in the Siddurim today, it's connected, which is the way it's supposed to. Correct, but
the right, exactly.
But the words right before Benemon don't end with a bracha. That's exactly the point, right? That's why we read this Tosos. Okay, next. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Teda, I'll prove to you that Tova made the Vlav Doraisa. That Tova is not the Raisa. Shari Okun or so Beis Avil. You don't say it in the Shiva house. The Tanya. Mahim Omer Beis Avil. What do they say? Baruch HaTova Meitev. Rabbi Akiva Omer Baruch Dynamis. HaTova Meitev in Dynamis low. Ela Ema Af HaTova Meitev. Even you do say HaTova Meitev. So that's not really a riot here, what you say in the Shiva house, because we do say it, even if you're benching. Marzutra Ikla Lebei Rav Ashi. Isra Be Milsa. Zutra went to Rav Ashi's house. Rav Ashi was sitting shiva. He lost a child. So Pasach Baruch HaTova Meitev. Kel Emes, Dayin Emes, Shofei Tzedek, Lokeach Mishpat, Shalap Olamo, Lasos Bo Kirtzono, Kichol Drachav Mishpat, Shakol Shalo, Vanachnu Amo Ba'avadav, Ubechol Anachnu Chayavim Lohodos Lo, Ulevarcho, Goder Parzos Bisrol, Hu Yigdares Apirta Azos Bisrol, Lichayim. The whole nice tefillah about, you know, Hashem's justice. Look at this little tosfos over here. Look at the tosfos of Marzutra. Go to the very end of it. The last four lines, unbelievable Tosfos. Upirish Bahag. See the Bahag? The Ein Lomar B'Mishpat. Don't say those words B'Mishpat. The Kaimalan B'Perak B'Meh B'Hema Yatza. The Yesh Misa below Chet. Because it can even be Misa without Chet. What kind of Mishpat is that? It's not Mishpat. The Yesh Yisurin below Avon. There could be Yisurin without any Avon. Mihu B'Kach Ein Lomachlo. Don't erase it. Shouldn't erase it. Keep it in there. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what on earth is going on here? What is the Havamina to erase it? Even if it's true. First of all, it's in the Gemara. Even if it's true, there are four people in the history of the world that die without any chet. Hashem still had a cheshen when they died. Hashem still has a cheshen. It's still a mishpah. It's such a strange machlokah. Right? Don't say those words about mishpah, because maybe it's not. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, even if it's true that someone dies without chet, which we don't know anybody like that. We haven't met anybody like that. Even if it's true.
You could be talking about babies. A child or babies or things like that.
Right, so that's exactly his point. Why that happens? How could that happen? Hashem had a cheshbon. We might not understand it.
Yeah, but no
chet,
as they say.
What?
Exactly the same. No
chet. It doesn't say chet, it says mishpat.
Maybe the
chet's
on the parent.
So if someone's 80 years old, he never had a chet, then he passes away. There's no mishpat. There's a gear that everyone has to die. So why at 80? Why not 85? Why not 90? Why not 70? Hashem has a cheshbon. You can't answer these questions. So you can remove the lashon. Don't remove the lashon. The Bahadis don't want to remove that lashon. Why? Because it could be that he died. Unbelievable. Could be. Okay. Next. Lehechon hu chozer. Now, where do you return to? So, again, this means, Rashi says, even now, Rashi agrees with Tosfos. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Me shen et starif l'zimun. You're connected to a zimun. V'amrin el, alibadur of sheshet, spircha zimun ad azon. And you have to wait till azon. Right, Rashi said that meant if you're davening with a mezumen. Now Rashi says, v'tzarech le'al liyos masik achilasu ad jigmar mavarek birchas azon. You have to stop eating. Now he agrees with Tosfos. You have to stop eating until azon. Now, v'chozer zeh shehifsik l'shnayim v'gomar su'daso. Now, when he finishes his suda, now he's going to bench. Did he start from the beginning of benching? Or can he start from no dolecha? Okay? So, it's a machlokas. Rav Zvid Mishrei Dabayo Mechoz Rosh. Rabbanan Amin B'lomakam Shepasak. Vilchaza L'makam Shepasak. Okay? Amalei Reish Galutzel Rav Sheshes. Afag after Rabbanan Kishishi Atun. Even though the Rabbanan are older, Parsoi, but and maybe they're holier. Parsoi, tzrichi sudasa bekim in aichu. That when it comes to the Persians are better bekim in suda than you guys. Why? They're better etiquette, right? Why? Bizman shehin shnei. I'm not sure what this means. Bizman shehin shnei mitos. When there are two people there, two mitos, two reclining couches. So gadol meisav barosh. The gadol is on top. Usheni lo lamaila hemenu. And the second guy is even atop of him. meaning the second guy's feet are by the first guy's head. I believe that was that. That's what this means. With man shem shalosh, when there are three, gadol mesa be'emsa, the middle, the greatest one is in the middle. Sheni lo lamayla haimenu, shlish lo lamata haimenu. One's above, one's below. Amalei, wait a minute. V'chi bo yeshtu yibadei, mitarit tzutzev yosef v'mushtai ba'dei. So what about when they want to talk to each other? They have to move their neck and move their bodies to go up and down to talk to each other? It's very difficult. Amalei no shani parsoi demachavilei b'machug. They're able to like sign language and like give facial expressions. They don't really have to talk, so they can easily see each other. Okay? So the Rajba asks, then why do they have better etiquette? It's not etiquette, it's just no sign language. So why is that better? So the answer is, listen to this. That's exactly the Sheva. They don't have to waste their words talking and be bittle talking. They can just they just motion like this and they know what each other wants. Now Mayim Rishonim, Mehechel Matzchilin. Who gets Mayim Rishonim first? Who washes the Tiltaim first? Amalei Menah Gadol, the first one. Says Yeshiv Gadol v'Yishmar Yadav Adjinot L'Kulan. We have to sit there now for 20 minutes till everybody else washes, right? Amalei, no, La'al Tomaisi Taka Kamei. No, they bring him his food right away. Doesn't have to wait. Mayim Achronim Lehechel Matzchilin. Who starts off Mayim Achronim? Amalei Menah Katan, the littlest one. So for Gadol Yosef Yadav Mizua Mos Achinot L'Kulam, what, the biggest one has to wait, his hands are dirty, has to wait now for 20 minutes, 11 washes my machronim? I'm like, no. Lo Saligu Taka Kamecha Adamati Maya Legabei. They don't remove he's continuing eating. He keeps on eating until they bring his food. Amar of Sheshes, Anam Asnisi Yadana, I know a Mishnah, the Tanya, Keita Deir Atzeba, Bizman Shein Shtei Mitos, if there are two Mitos, Gadol Mesa Barosh, Usheni Lo Mata Haimenu. The lower ones below him, not above him, below him. That's the only difference between the Persian and us. Bishman shein shtei mitos gadol mesa berosh shein lo lamayla haimenu shishol lamata haimenu. It's exactly the same. Mayim rishonim maschilim mena gadol. Mayim achronim the mayim rishonim maschilim mena gadol. The greatest one washes first. Mayim achronim a little different now. Bishman shein hey if there are five maschilim mena gadol. The first one starts. Why? Because it's not that many people to have to, he has to wait. So let him do only four more people. But with Manche Meya, there's 100 people there. So Maschilim and Agadol, you start off with the lowest. Ad Shemagim Eitel Hay, until you have five left. Then Vechozen Maschilim and Agadol. Then you give it to the Gadol. Why do you do that? Show covet to him. Ulamakom Shemayim Achronim Chozrin L'Sham Bracha Chozeres. And wherever the Mayim Achronim goes, that's where the bracha goes. In other words, that's the person who leads benching. Mesailei l'Rav, that supports Rav. Damar v'chiyah bar Ashi amar Rav. Kol hanotel yadav b'achrona, whoever washes last, tchila hu mazon l'bracha. Mizum l'bracha. He's the first one who gets the bracha. We had the story already. Rav v'chiyah haviyatzi b'sudasa, kamei de Rebbe. They were sitting in a suda by Rebbe. Amalei Rebbe l'Rav. Rebbe said to Rav, kum, Mashi Yadach, go wash your hands. So Kazia the Kamirtas, he saw he was very nervous. He was petrified. Why is he telling him to wash his hands? Maybe he's telling him to wash my hands because I'm eating too much. Like, you can go bench now. You can go. You had enough. You can go. So Amalei, no. Bar Pachti, the son of the noble, I and Bebrechas Mazonak Amalach. He's telling you to, you should lead the benching. Okay? We do one more minute. We have one more minute. Tana Rabbanan. Listen to this Gemara. Ain mechadin, we're talking about giving covet, right? Ain mechadin, you don't have to give covet, lo bedrachim, not on the road. You can go down that dark alley first. We'll give you the covet. You can do that. Or lo begisharim, you can go on the bridge first. We mechadin you. You're the god of the door. You go on the bridge first. You see if it's going to break. You can do that. No such thing like that, right? Velo beyadayim mezuamos, and not with dirty hands either, right? You don't have to give the. You can wash your hands first. You have the dirtiest hands. You wash first. But you don't have to do that, right? Okay? Very good. All right, so we'll stop here. And a little early, it's okay. We'll stop here. And we'll pick up on Yontif with Mem Zayin and the second day's Mem Ches. And we're back here on Wednesday. We're going to do it at night at 9:10. Thursday also we'll do 9:10. We're not going to probably either before or after. If we have a minion, but call a kavod. Because we want to try to do a dot of one and a half. So we're trying to do as much as we can. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Everyone have a very good Chesimah Tova, good Kabban Shiar, and we'll resume on Shabbos.